What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is, you know how it is, you know what it is we do, and you know what it is we are here for. It's your boy, Mossimo, this pretty face, aka Max from Mossimo.com, and the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement. And this is...
It's JB, it's John from HealthyFunkyFree.com, and welcome to the show from wherever you are around the world. It's great to have you listening. Today's subject is titled Investing in Your Health for the Future. Now, Max brought this up in his podcast, the Positive Vibes podcast this week. So we're not going to break down the details of what it is you do each and every day to make life better, but just talk about the general concept, hopefully to create a spark to encourage you to ask more questions. And what does the future hold for yourself? How much control do you have over your health to ensure it is the best future it can be? I'm going to roll over to Max, and he is going to tell you a story.
Okay. So those who have been following me and my vibe, and even you, John, I know in our numerous lengthy conversations, you know my past, you know my where I came from. So... very, very active child, again, coming from my family, coming from that Italian background. They put me into soccer. I am a smaller gentleman, so I can run for days. You know, I was into ski racing, so I was always doing dry land training. This is as I grew up. Once I left the house, things changed, obviously, right? Got kicked out of the house very young. Obviously, didn't have time for any of that stuff. Got into music. As the days progressed, I got into touring, and also had to work to, you know, make my records instead of like going the negative road of selling drugs and whatnot. I worked. Having said that, from about 19 to 23, I noticed that with my diet and being young, I definitely noticed, you know, sleeping on couches, you're staying up late, I was eating shit foods, excuse my French, and just not knowing any better, not educated at all. And as well, I would notice when I got off my tours and I'd come back to work, if I'd go to move a ladder, right, I would pull my back. I'd throw my back out. And I had no clue what was going on, not understanding that as we age, if you don't keep up your strength, meaning any type of form stretching, you want to do weight training, I don't care. But let's just say movement, we'll call it activity, which I was not doing enough of. My body was actually, my core strength was slipping, was falling off. And I realized that at a young enough age. You know, imagine I had to push that to 30 or 35, right? Or 45 or 50. I can see why, as we age and if we don't do any type of movement or strength training, I can see how it goes very quickly. So having said that, at about 23, 24, I was like, man, like, do I need to go see a chiropractor? And I was almost looking for that pill because I was not yet educated on the fact that it was my health and my strength and movement I needed to be doing. And I'll leave it there and let you flip side that before we get into the next part.
So I had a tale lined up to share. And now that you've spoken, as you just did, I'm stuck between telling two stories about a little bit about my sporting background.
Yep.
You know, as a youngster, I joined the local athletic club and I never lost a race. And that went through my whole childhood. It was mostly athletics. And I ran for the Isle of Man and joined the army. And I was the fittest guy in the squadron. Ran for the army. And this went on and on and on and on and on until a few years ago. And then my athletic career went downwards somewhat. And I'm not sure where the motivation came from, but I think I just clicked that. I'd accepted that we're getting older, and so past the age of 40, life goes downhill, and that's just it. You've got no choice. There's nothing you can do about it. And so we started reading. We started reading books and watching videos, and instead of just taking that as
the gospel,
whichever guru on the internet said, we'd go and find the article, and we'd read it and research it, and then we'd make a decision to try something based on that. We'd say, that makes sense. Let's try it. So we'd remove something or add something. and our health would gradually improve. Well, that feels good, and we'd remove it and add it again. And just like an experiment, you get a set of you come up with a conclusion based off your results.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, and you may get to the end and you may have a bad experience of it or a good experience of it, but that's what you make the decision from. And I'll not go into all the details, but I remember Emma's parents came to visit a couple of years ago, and we'd been doing this for a couple of years ourselves. There's no magic wand, no, you're a vegan overnight, or you don't drink overnight, or you stop smoking. It was a gradual change. And they walked in, and almost before they'd taken their coats off, Emma's mum said, "What is it you guys are doing? You look great, you're full of energy, you're positive." The list went on and on and on. And at the end of that statement, she said, "If you continue going as you are, and you're obviously enjoying it, so I don't see why you wouldn't, you're going to live to 120 years old." And I think our answer kind of, it was quite profound, but it shocked her, because we both said, we've got no interest in living until we're 120 years old. All we wish is to feel this good tomorrow, and then feel that good the day after, and so on and so on. And if we make it to 120, fit and active, with the cognition to know what's going on, that's the ultimate driver. But we've learnt that through gradual changes by taking care of yourself now, then it all works out. It's not you get to 50 with all your degenerative diseases, take a pill to fix things. It's you take a pill of common sense right now, something that kind of sounds logical, that kind of makes sense, I'll try it. And off the basis of the results you get, you try something else, and there's this very, very gradual improvement in your health, because we're all advised about planning for your retirement and your 401ks and sorting your mortgage out, but nobody speaks about your health and investing in your health so you can make use of your 401k and your pension and the house, rather than being pushed around and spoon-fed your pills every other day. But I've rambled. I apologize. I have rambled. My thought process jumbled up a bit. So
it's not rambling, bro, because it's passionful and it's full of knowledge.
Yeah, kind of. This is number two for me. It's a learning process, but I'm enjoying it. And what's more, again, it's stepping outside of your comfort zone. The only way to learn something is to step up and to do it. So
exactly. And you know what? And right now we're working this brain, right? We're working this muscle, our brain, because we just talked about overall health, man. You can go to the gym and you can crank that and you're going to work this muscle, dude. If nobody's working this thing, you know, you're going to lose that just as well. Just like if you're not humping, you're going to lose that. You're not exercising, you're going to be fat. It's so simple, yet it's obviously very difficult for a lot of people. And something you said there, which, and I don't want to get into the conspiracy theory stuff, but, you know, we're definitely not taught in schools about taxes. We're definitely not taught about health. And there must be a reason, because everybody I'm going to say that I would know, I'll go as young as 40, or as old as 40, however you want to look at it, up to my parents' age, who are in their, they're in their 60s now. They seem to think that, like you said, it's just, you just hit this age and it's over, you know, it's absolutely over. And going back to my story before, cause I want to give you a lesson now. I've been fortunate enough in my travels with my music and whatnot to be able to meet people who were, when I was in my 20s, right, that were in their 40s, pushing 50. And now I've met guys who were in their 60s, late 60s, bro. I can't keep up with them. I do CrossFit. I do Olympic lifting. I train Krav Maga. I run. I cannot keep up with these dudes, man. This guy was doing handstand walk with handstand push-ups involved. And I was looking at the guy like he was from Mars, man. And first question, the guy had full head of gray hair. I had to ask, dude, how old are you? 64. And I'm just like, this is what can change the programming we have of, no, dude, at 35, you're old. No, at 30, you're old. You're going to get fat. You're gonna start getting a tummy. You know, and you and I both know Christian, for example. When I met him, you know, and I still roll with him every day, right? Yeah. He's climbing mountains. He's rock climbing. You know what I mean? And he's in his 50s, right? Like, it is, to go also with what you said, to be able to feel better tomorrow than you did today is something I wish that I could tell people how good it, you know, like, I just wish. Go ahead, brother. I know you want to say something.
I have a friend calling. I'm just going to turn him off.
They're seeing you talk, bro. They're seeing you talking right now.
Yeah. I have one point on that. I think it ties in quite nicely. I'm just going to turn him off. Hold on. We go through life, I think, generally referring backwards. How old we are, where we've been, what we've done, what we've achieved. And it goes on. Or thinking about what we're going to do next week, next year, and looking into the future. So we know how old we are and what we've done, but we've got no idea how long we are going to be around for. It might be 10 years, might be 10 minutes. Amen. We don't know. So actually, thinking about what you can do right now is ultimately all you can do. We only have this moment once. So as a friend said to me recently, the quality of your life and your health is down to three things: how you think, how you move, and how you eat. And elements of all those three combine for the quality of your life. On another occasion, I've got a great example of how two people we know, they're close to us, in their 70s have made some subtle changes, and the quality of their life, where it should be going the other way, has dramatically changed. Dramatically. Lady in her 70s, now going for walks with jogs every morning.
So beautiful.
It's outstanding. Anyway, I'm going to pass back to you. We are probably coming towards winding it up.
Yep. Let's leave them with what I would say would be my baby steps, because it's about quality of life as you age. I mean, we'll just leave it at that. I would say two things I think people need to do. I shouldn't say need to do. Two things that I did was I definitely focused on my sleep, my quality of sleep and my length of sleep, and clean water, drinking water instead of whatever the hell else I was drinking. Those are my two takeaways.
Yeah, I know you take water straight out the side of the mountain, which...
very blessed for that, yes.
Again, going back 2-3 years, water is a massive factor. I mean, I think the majority of the population is in some way dehydrated, so I'll mirror that. And it's, again, rest and recovery. We don't get fitter or faster or stronger whilst we're doing exercise. It's while we sleep and recover. And there's a whole raft of, if you want to call them, hacks, tips or tricks to get better quality sleep, rest and recovery. And we can share that on the blogs, and we can talk about 100 subjects through experience and our intuition. You know, we're both, well, I'm 44 and I'm not sure how old you are, Max. I think I've got a few years on you, but these are our experiences. It's not just reiterating.
Yes.
We're not charlatans. Let's put it that way.
No, we both took negative to positive, and we want to share that. And with whatever we say, I expect the people to do their own research.
Yeah. And we'd love to hear everybody's thoughts. Please do contact us, ask us questions. Yeah, definitely. And we'll reply to every person. Whether it's the Max or myself. And on that note, I think it's time to say good night, good luck, and just baby steps. Keep going.
Talk to you next week, people. Bye-bye.
Peace, bro.